Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the Southern Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending February 19th, 2021. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Human Rights Tribunal says Jamaica violates international law. In the first decision of its kind, the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, IACHR, said Jamaica's government was in violation of international law and responsible for violating the human rights of two homosexual individuals. The decision sets a precedent for the Caribbean region regarding existing laws that criminalize LGBT people. The IACHR has called for the repeal of Jamaica's anti-homosexual laws. The Commission's decision in the case, brought by the Human Dignity Trust, HDT, was made on September 28, 2019, but remained confidential until now. JetBlue fires flight attendant who claimed abduction in Jamaica. Kalina Collier, the flight attendant who falsely claimed she was being held against her will by a hotel in Jamaica, has been fired by her employer, JetBlue. Derek Dombrowski, JetBlue's manager of corporate communications, issued a statement saying the airline holds every crew member to the highest personal integrity standards. In the statement, Dombrowski also apologized for the frustration and concern the incident with Collier caused and reiterated the airline's confidence in Jamaica's health protocols. Collier had tested positive for COVID-19 and was required under those protocols to be quarantined for 14 days. She objected to the quarantine and issued messages on social media saying she was being held against her will and abused. The attorneys for the owners of the five-star resort where the incident occurred are weighing their options about what actions, if any, to take against Collier. This week's Caribbean news. Agriculture workers in French Caribbean seek compensation for pesticide contamination. After a 15-year wait, agricultural workers in the Caribbean islands of Martinique and Guadeloupe finally had a court hear their compensation case after being contaminated with a pesticide banned in France. A video conference hearing in December 2020 was held by investigative magistrates in Paris to decide how to proceed on the complaint originally filed in 2006. The complaint involves chlordecone, a pesticide banned in the United States in 1976 after it contaminated a river in Virginia. The chemical has also been cited as a source of neurological problems. French authorities were concerned it may also be linked to high rates of prostate cancer in the Eastern Caribbean islands. While it was banned in France in 1990, its use continued for another 3 years in the islands under an exemption from the French government. The lawsuit claims that the French government failed to protect the health of its people by issuing an illegal exemption.
When you feel for those hearty soups and stews, think Grace Soups. Need some extra flavor in your rice? Think Grace Soups. With a variety to enjoy, they're the warm way to make your dishes delicious. Grace Soups. Share the warm.
Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's Diaspora News. Jamaican-American entrepreneur gives $25,000 to healthcare workers. Beverly Nichols, a Jamaican-American businesswoman and philanthropist, has donated $25,000 to 74 frontline healthcare workers in Jamaica for their personal use. Nichols, who lives in New York, made the donation via her Push Start Foundation after seeing how corporations in the United States showed their appreciation for frontline workers there. Noting that New York was the epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak at one time, Nichols watched U.S. corporations provide the doctors, nurses, and ancillary workers on the front line with gifts and cash. This inspired her to do something similar for workers in Jamaica's health sector. This week's business news. Massive data breach exposed thousands of immigration COVID records in Jamaica. A Jamaican government contractor experienced a data breach that exposed hundreds of thousands of COVID-19 and immigration records for individuals who visited the island in the past year. Much of the exposed data was from Americans. TechCrunch said that Amber Group, the contractor, did not protect a server and had no password set up for storage on Amazon Web Services or AWS. The server was set to public, so anyone could access the data, which included 70,000 COVID lab results, 425,000 immigration records, 250,000 quarantine orders, and 440,000 images of traveler signatures. All the data collected from anyone who traveled to Jamaica, who had to download an app from Amber Group to report their COVID-19 results before being allowed entry to the country, was exposed. The Jamaican government has initiated an investigation into the data breach, and the Ministry of National Security has commissioned an independent review of the system's security. The agency said that the Passport, Immigration, and Citizenship Agency systems were not affected by the data breach. This week's arts and entertainment news. Daddy Uroy, toasting pioneer, dies at the age of 78. Jamaican vocalist and pioneer of toasting, Daddy Uroy, died at the University of the West Indies, UWI, at the age of 78. Born Ewart Beckford, he passed away after undergoing surgery at the hospital. He had been ill for some time with diabetes and hypertension and had been treated at Andrews Hospital before being admitted to UWI Hospital for surgery. Beckford was born in 1941 and is considered a trailblazer, credited with giving every toaster and rapper a career path. Until his death, he had remained active, doing dub plate specials at home for those who wanted them. Uroy was an original toaster in the 1960s and has been called the godfather of dancehall. His first two singles were released on the Treasure Isle label in 1970. During his career, he worked with other major Jamaican producers, including Lee Scratch Perry, Bunny Lee, Phil Pratt, Sonia Pottinger, Rupi Edwards, Alvin Ranglin, and Lloyd Daly. Now for this week's sports news. Benjamin Alexander wants to be the first Jamaican Olympic alpine skier. Benjamin Alexander, 37, is a former DJ who is working toward a qualification as the first athlete to compete for Jamaica in alpine skiing at the 2020 Winter Olympics. Alexander, who was born in the United Kingdom, can compete for Jamaica because his father is Jamaican. With his attempt at Olympic qualification, he hopes to reinvent the cool runnings excitement that surrounded Jamaica's first bobsled team at the 1988 Winter Olympics. He's being mentored by Dudley Stokes, the driver of Jamaica's 1988 four-man bobsled team. Alexander has competed in 8 lower-level giant slaloms in the United States and Canada as part of his training, and hopes that his qualification attempt will encourage other Caribbean athletes to enter winter sports. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a weekly news summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com. On Saturdays from 11 a.m. until midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.